whatever you would like at 855-450-FREE. That number is toll-free, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI. It's the live Christmas Eve edition of the program. We'll continue to be here throughout the holidays, continue to be live every single night, so as you can call in and bring up whatever you might like. Or you can listen to us vamp about whatever we think is relevant. In this case, it's not exactly news of the day, and this isn't a news show, so if you came here looking for that, sorry. We talk about issues, and we have open phones, which means you can take control at any time. And we, tonight, being Ian.
And Julia.
Okay, so what we were talking about, for those of you just tuning in the last hour, it was in the first hour, we had this call from the pizza guy in Fargo, who wanted to talk about knowledge and how it is we can't know anything, in his opinion, that we can only know what's, or believe in what's likely, or what we consider to be likely. That led into a larger kind of metaphysical discussion about, you know, what we can and can't know. And I argued that we can know ourselves, but we can't know anything outside of us for 100% certain. But, you know, as you pointed out, Julia, we can know based on observation what we consider to be likely. And generally, that works pretty well for us, being able to observe our what, you know, we perceive as reality, make decisions based on our observations and what we know is our past experience. Generally, that works pretty well. But every now and then, there was a book that I read, and I'm sorry, I forget who sent it to me, but it was one of the books I read while I was in jail called The Black Swan, which was very interesting. The idea, and forgive me if I don't exactly recount it, but the basic concept is that we can, you know, it's pretty possible to count on our observations and know that, you know, something is likely to occur or likely to be a certain way based on the way it's always been in our observation. But then all of a sudden the black swan comes along and totally turns what we thought we knew on its head. So, the example that the book is titled after is the idea that there are black swans. And for somebody who'd seen white swans their entire lives, white swans, you know, in real life, white swans on television, white swans on, you know, in books and encyclopedias and things like that, to encounter all of a sudden the black swan is a surprising event that doesn't seem, it wasn't likely, right? So we didn't predict that and didn't see it coming.
I don't know if I would be that surprised because I know that I don't know anything about swans.
Yeah.
And even though I have seen white swans and I would recognize a white swan, if I saw a black swan, I would be like, well, I don't really know anything about swans. Huh, there's black swans.
It's not necessarily that the best example is
right.
The title of the book, but that just gives you an idea of what a black swan is. Something
sure.
Unexpected, you know, based on observation, based on, you know, what, and that's how we create what we know is based on our observations.
Like there's black squirrels in Canada.
Yeah.
And there are not black squirrels anywhere that I have been in the United States, and I am always weirded out when I see these Canadian black squirrels.
So what we were talking about is, you know, is the universe a simulation? Scientists are testing this. They have come up with a way to test the theory that this might actually, in point of fact, what we're experiencing now might actually be some kind of a, what he describes, the scientist here in NewScientist.com, as a ancestor simulation. And his name is Nick Bostrom. And we're sharing with you his paper from 2006, a summary version of what is a much, much longer, you know, thesis and paper. And he's talking about probabilities. And he says that it's likely that one of three scenarios is true for the future. So scenario number one is that almost all civilizations become extinct before becoming technologically mature, meaning that they wouldn't be able to create any kind of simulation because they'd be extinct. Number two is that the fraction of technologically mature civilizations that are interested in creating ancestor simulations is almost zero. And that seems pretty unlikely because people seem to be interested in simulating the past. So it seems natural that future civilizations would be interested in simulating past civilizations. And in fact, Syphase, one of our listeners online, has pointed out via text that currently scientists from Cornell and Oxford are already wanting to run ancestor simulations, and, you know, we're not even to the point where that's possible yet. So probably not likely that number two is the case for the future. Maybe, you know, people being extinct, that's a possibility. But otherwise, he says, you're almost certainly living in a computer simulation. Now, he says, let's consider the options in a little more detail. Proposition 1 is straightforward. For example, maybe there's some technology that every advanced civilization eventually develops that, which then destroys them. Let's hope this is not the case. Proposition 2 requires that there is a strong convergence among all advanced civilizations such that almost none of them are interested in running ancestor simulations. One can imagine various reasons that may lead civilizations to make this choice, yet for Proposition 2 to be true, virtually all civilizations would have to refrain. If this were true, it would be an interesting constraint on the future evolution of intelligent life. The third possibility is philosophically the most intriguing. If it is correct, you are almost certainly living in a computer simulation that was created by some advanced civilization. What Copernicus and Darwin and latter-day scientists have been discovering are the laws and workings of the simulated reality. These laws might or might not be identical to those operating at the more fundamental level of reality, where the computer that is running our simulation exists, which, of course, may itself be a simulation. In a way, our place in the world would be humbler than we thought. What kind of implications would this have? How should it change the way you live your life? Which takes us around to the question that I had asked previously. Your first reaction might be to think that if number three is true, then all bets are off and you would go crazy. To reason thus would be an error. Even if we are in a simulation, the best methods of predicting what will happen next are still the familiar ones: extrapolation of past trends, scientific modeling, and common sense. To a first approximation, if you thought you were in a simulation, you should get on with your life in much the same way as if you were convinced that you were leading a non-simulated life at the bottom level of reality. If we are in a simulation, could we ever know for certain? If the simulators don't want us to find out, we probably never will. But if they choose to reveal themselves, they could certainly do so. Another event that would let us conclude with a high degree of confidence that we are in a simulation is if we ever reach a point where we are able to switch on our own ancestor simulations. That would be very strong evidence against the first two propositions, leaving us with only the third. 855-450-FREE. So I agree that if it's true that we are in a simulation, that nothing ultimately changes.
Right, because here we are. For example, your first instinct would say, well, if this is just a computer simulation, I'm not going to work tomorrow because what's the point? It doesn't matter. But I'm still going to feel the repercussions of that,
right?
Because it's been a computer simulation the whole time, and if I get fired because I don't show up to work, then I might be homeless. So,
and that cold's still going to feel the darn cold.
So there's really no benefit to learning that this is indeed a computer simulation.
I don't know if there's no benefit to learning that. I think if we did find out that that was true, it would be revealing about things. I mean, it would be a shock, I think, to a lot of people. What would it mean for people's religious belief system? I mean, right? You believe, a lot of people believe in God up in the sky that is, you know, that is all knowing and all seeing. But is that what they really expected? That Daddy God would actually be some future iteration of them?
I'm not sure that religious people that were really religious would change their viewpoint at all based on this information.
I don't know.
Well, you're talking about if a simulator presented himself in front of you and were to somehow prove to you that he was doing this and this was a computer simulation.
Like Neo in The Matrix appearing and reworking the entire existence. That would be pretty amazing for some people. And, of course, someone who was interested in doing that, the simulator, would be able to appear as though he were God, right? If you are the simulator, you wrote the rules and or can modify those rules at will. So that could actually strengthen religious people's beliefs if they ignored, you know, what he was really saying about, hey, we programmed you.
Well, and I think that religious people tend to be really good at ignoring things that they don't want to, you know. You know what I mean?
855-450-FREE. You may take control of the airwaves here. But ultimately, yeah, if it is a simulation, we still have to continue being civil to one another because it's the right thing to do. Because we're here now. And all that really matters is our experience now and how we treat one another. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves, because even though it's a simulation, it sure seems real to us, if that's what it is. More coming up. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Merry Christmas. Peter Kratschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is December 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,648.20. A 1 ounce gold Cougar Ann can be purchased for $1,689.32, $844.66 for a half ounce, or $422.33 for a quarter ounce. $1,689.32, $844.66, and $422.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Christmas Eve edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you would like at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And the features on our site include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. You just go click and download as many of them as you would like, all completely free. And once again, that's freetalklive.com. They're right there at the top of the page, last 7 days' worth. Then click into the archive section if you'd like to go back for years' worth of the program. Plus, there's our SoundCloud page, which also allows you the same access to those same archives. But in addition, the Edgington Post series, which Mark does pretty much on a weekly basis, at least. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com to access that. And each of the archives on SoundCloud has an easy-to-use share button that makes it very easy to share your favorite episodes on Facebook, Twitter, WordPress, wherever it is you would like to share them. And it's all free. FreeTalkLive.com. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime? You got to get together with other people who think like you. People who understand what liberty is all about. That in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. And that being free means that you're free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else. So go to FreeStateProject.org and specifically get signed up for the Liberty Forum. It's coming up February 21st through the 24th. Julia, do you know if you're going to be able to make it yet?
I'll probably be there.
February 21st through the 24th. It's going to be a great time. There are going to be hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all occupying the same hotel. We'll have speeches by folks like Tom Woods, Declan McCullough, Cory Doctorow, new speakers to be announced here fairly soon, from what I understand. And you want to make sure you get your tickets now because it's still the early bird rate. You can still get tickets for $100 or $200, depending on your preference. If you want to eat at the banquet dinners and, you know, be there for those parts of the forum, that's the $200 ticket, or I think it's $199. And then there's the $100 ticket, which gets you into all the speeches and panel discussions and forum events, except for the banquets and the, you know, the food events. So if you want to get the food included, that's $200 for the whole weekend. If you want to do it without, then it's just $100. I mean, this is the most affordable convention you're probably going to experience, and you're going to have a lot of fun because you're going to meet a lot of interesting folks. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live throughout the entire event. And go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more as we go to the phones and the fun. We'll go to Dason listening in Utah on the amp lines. Hey, Dason.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hi. I'd like to bring up the topic of, well, existence.
Okay.
It was about a year or two ago when I was contemplating the similarities between the evolution of thought versus the evolution of genetics.
The evolution of what?
And
thought, okay.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, it's genetics and thought evolve very similarly. You see, depending on what you're exposed to, worldwide information, and the resourcing of your external thing, information will alter the evolution pattern of your thought. If you're only given so much stimuli within a certain period of time, then you'll only change so much. Same with genetics. It was very common, actually, back in the day, for when towns were so close together and you hardly ever got strangers, for people to actually be born that look identical to one of their ancestors due to the short supply of, you know, genetic material to be shared.
Hmm. Okay.
So I was actually going through this for a long time, trying to point out the similarities to the pattern of how they evolve. And the end conclusion that I found was they're identical. The way thought evolves over time and the way genetics evolve over time, the only difference is thought evolves on hyperspeed. It's essentially the faster version of genetic evolution.
It's interesting. Is that, you know, kind of why we're so technologically advanced today, but yet still, you know, humans killing, you know, are so frequently killing one another, you think? Or am I totally off on what you're saying?
I don't know about the violent part. I'm actually more going off of the idea that what causes us to evolve one way follows the same pattern for another. Even plant life, after I discovered this, follows a similar pattern of how things evolve.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts.
There's a pattern out there.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, I've found out that you can find this guideline about stimulation and evolution over time, depending on how much stimulation it gets and how much time, what happens. And even the planet's rotation seems to be all bound up to the same pattern.
Interesting.
If you look at religious sects, a lot of them are developed over, you have so many people and they only get so much data, so they evolve in a certain fashion. Positive information over the long term generally breeds more positive information. Negative information brings mental destruction, just like positive nutrients brings physical growth, mm-hmm. and negative nutrients brings death and destruction.
Cool, man. Well, I'm glad you called to share that with us. I obviously haven't done the same level of research, so I feel crippled and unable to really effectively address what you've said, but I appreciate you sharing it with us tonight. Anything else you wanted to share?
I'd actually like to ask you a question about Mr. Tacpans.
Mr. Tacpans, yes. This, for those that don't know, was an interview that we did a few weeks ago. He is an undiscovered YouTube phenomenon, a man who has apparently, I don't know if you would describe him as crazy or just really unusual in that he is on lithium. Definitely,
they
possibly
still prescribe lithium.
Schizophrenic. He claims he's on lithium. Yeah, possibly schizophrenia. He's suffering from, but he seems very happy in his life. Go ahead with your question.
All right. Well, you said previously before that one of the main reasons why you want people like that on the show is because they're humorous. Here. And I have a theory that I might be wrong that I've assumed about you, that part of the reason isn't just because they humor you. It's because even though these people may be insane, might not be, it's hard to know because it's you can't follow. They stimulate certain neuronic patterns in the brain that generally lay dormant. So it literally forces you to think differently for a period of time, regardless of whether it's nonsense or not.
Well, right, because it all makes sense to Mr. Tacpans, and that's what's interesting about somebody like him, is that you can talk to him about anything you want, and he'll have some sort of perspective on it that won't necessarily be in any way coherent to us, but to him, I mean, he's explaining and expressing whatever his reality is, which is seemingly very, very different from the rest of ours, and he's still cranking out the videos on his YouTube channel, so if you look up Mr. Tacpans, you'll be able to find him. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control of these airwaves. Coming up, teenagers and cannabis use. Opinions are apparently changing, and Julia will share the story. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything as well. It's Free Talk Live.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Anything you would like, toll free at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Listening options are available to you. We got live streams, broadband, narrowband, and even a midband flavor. We've got different size bit rates for different internet connection speeds. One of them will fit your connection. We guarantee it or your money back. Of course, we don't charge anything for the site. So go to freetalklive.com. Go to listen.freetalklive.com if you'd like quick access to those streams, plus a list of our over 100 great radio stations that air the show throughout various different times during the week. There's also our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard all week long. In addition, we've got our free-to-air KU band channel up on Galaxy 19, available across all of North America. And as well as we got a webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and tune in that way. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. So let's shift gears from esoteric metaphysical discussions about reality and move to, or the nature of reality, and move to observing it. What is it, Julia, that you have to share about teenagers and cannabis use?
Okay, so this is a story out of New Jersey. It's just a local New Jersey news site. Title reads, "Teens no longer believe marijuana is dangerous, researchers say. Teenagers' perceptions of the dangers of marijuana has fallen to the lowest level in more than 20 years, a new study says, promoting federal researchers to warn that already high use of the drug could increase as more states move to legalize it."
Which, of course, is not what reality has shown us, talking about observing reality in the Netherlands. The usage of teenage marijuana use has gone down since legalization happened there.
Well, it seems to be that whenever you are uptight and restrictive, the opposite results tend to happen. So,
especially with teenagers.
Yes, definitely. More so with teenagers. I'm specifically thinking of the way that Americans are about sex and teenage sex, and the way that they are in Europe about sex. I believe it was the Netherlands that I watched a documentary, and they were kind of comparing the sexual culture.
There are a lot more teen pregnancies in the U.S.
There are virtually no teen pregnancies in the Netherlands in comparison. Mm-hmm. Like, if you look at the chart, it's ridiculous. And STDs is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking to parents in the United States, and they were talking to parents in the Netherlands, and the parents in the Netherlands, they were comfortable with their kid having sex in their house, their teenage kid having sex in their house.
Oh, most parents in America would.
Right. I don't know
stand
anybody.
For that.
I don't know anybody when I was growing up whose parents let them have a boy spend the night.
Hmm.
I'm sure that there are parents out there that are okay with it, but it's not common. Every friend I knew would freak out. Their parents would freak out about that.
Right.
So this was,
as though their daughter is not going to have
sex. Well, and that's what the parents in the Netherlands were saying. They were saying, what, they're going to do it anyway. Do we want them doing it in the car? Do we want them doing, you know, they know them because it's a girlfriend or something like that, and they've been to dinner and they've met him several times,
mm-hmm.
and they were just really okay with it. And the kids over there were talking about condoms. And they were asking American people, like, hey, if you met a guy and he had a condom in his wallet, how would you feel about that? And they said, oh, he'd be, you know, a scumbag and
a
jerk. And about the girls, they said, well, she'd be a slut.
Hmm.
And in the Netherlands, the teenagers were saying, well, I wouldn't give that guy a second date if he didn't have a condom. That's not smart. And so the reason I brought that up is just that attitude of let's teach them how to be responsible. They're going to do it anyway.
Right. That's what people do.
It tends to yield better results.
Right. Accepting people for what they are, which are animals that like to screw, is, I think, the smart thing to do. And helping them understand how to be as safe as possible in that realm is important.
So not only animals that like to screw, but animals that like to get high.
That's true.
And animals of all kinds like to get high,
yep.
and have forever. So this isn't new.
Take, for instance, squirrels or birds eating fermented fruit in the forest, and getting drunk, or deer nibbling buds off marijuana plants.
Well,
plenty of examples of animals getting high.
There are, like, tropical islands where there are resorts and stuff, and the monkeys will come and take people's drinks.
Yep,
like,
I've seen that video
them.
Footage.
It's
hilarious.
Very funny, yeah. So they just come out and wait till the person's not looking and grab it.
Yep.
And so animals like to get high, moral of the story. To continue this article.
Is it wrong for them?
For the animals?
Right. Like, you know, ask this of one of the people that would restrict, right? Because you're talking about this restrictive attitude of thou shalt not do and then fill in the blank. And, of course, people do it anyway. And then they have all these issues with doing it because they've been told that, you know, it's against God or it's wrong to do these things. That they have all these struggles, you know, internally that aren't really necessary. Does it apply to the monkey as well? I mean, is the monkey, if it's bad for a human to drink or to, you know, imbibe some sort of substance that will alter one's state of consciousness, as some would suggest that it is it also bad for an animal? Or is that okay because the animal doesn't have the same level of consciousness that you and I do?
I don't know. I would say that that people who are anti-drugs drinking, they would probably feel that that's not good for the animals either. I don't know.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be able to say that it was wrong, right? Because the animal isn't conscious
like we are. One of the reasons they think that it's wrong is because they don't understand it. They assume that it's automatically bad and dangerous for everyone else around them, and that monkeys wouldn't have that capability. Like, it's not damaging others around them.
Right. I wasn't asking you, you know, as though you were one of those religious people, just sort of throwing the question out there for those who might be coming from that perspective. You know, what's ultimately wrong with it? Why is it wrong to alter one's state of consciousness? Because that's the suggestion, is that there's something, you know, against God, that, you know, oh, God created you like this and you should not do anything to change that. But if that's true.
Jesus drank wine, didn't he?
Right. Jesus did. He turned water into wine. And I don't think that meant just grape juice.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
So continuing this article, the annual survey released Wednesday by the National Institute of Health found that only 41.7% of 8th graders believe that occasional marijuana use is harmful, while 66.9% regarded it as dangerous when used... regularly. This is now.
Okay.
Both rates are the lowest since 1991, when the government first began tracking this age group.
Mm-hmm.
Teens' perception of marijuana risks diminished even more as they got older, about 20.6%.
Right, and more experienced with it.
Right.
Because you're talking about 13-year-olds. I know some people are going to say that drugs are more permeating the young youth culture now than before.
I don't know if I believe that.
Still, I can't imagine too many teenagers at age 13 are smoking cannabis or have much experience with it.
No, I would say that back when I was a teenager, there were a few that had access to it,
mm-hmm.
and today there are a few that have access to it, and most people
I didn't
people
get
don't.
Access until I was 16.
I was 15,
mm-hmm.
but I wanted to do drugs from a very young age, like 12. Go Ask Alice, which was a diary of a drug user, and she talked about acid, and all my friends and I, we read this book, and we wanted to do acid.
Interesting.
Now, fortunately, acid's probably not so good for a 12-year-old, and I'm glad
probably
that
not.
I didn't get my hands on it. I couldn't have gotten it if I tried at the time. But I couldn't get my hands on it.
Where were all the
13.
Drug pushers that were, you know, handing out Bart Simpson acid to get the, you know,
get the
little
kids
hooked?
The kids hooked who don't have money to buy it.
Yeah.
So I knew that I wanted to get it, but even still, I could not purchase it. You know, I couldn't find it, and I didn't have money.
Right.
So... continuing this article here, teens' perception of marijuana risks diminished even more as they got older. About 20.6% of 12th graders said that occasional use is harmful. 44% said that regular use is detrimental, which is the lowest since 1979.
So it dropped from, what was it, to 20-something percent?
41 to 20. And
that was from age 13 to older teens?
It just says older teens.
Yeah, so
12th graders.
Okay, so about 17, 18.
And 66 to 44.
All right, so more on this here in moments. Your calls certainly welcome your experience, maybe as a teenager using cannabis or as an adult or as a parent and how you've handled this in a household. Certainly welcome to share it with us. It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and moments remain in this live Christmas Eve edition of the show. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
Julia, you can get more of her on Puke and the Gang. That is her weekly show that she does on Sunday afternoons with Puke and the rest of the gang. You can go and hear more of that over at PukeAndTheGang.com. You guys did record yesterday.
Yes, if you would like to hear some really embarrassing childhood stories as well as way too personal information about me, Puke and the Gang is the place to go.
Yeah, we definitely don't get into that level of personal information for the most part on this radio show. And you guys just started doing the show live, which could result in more interesting things happening, I guess. Because when you do it live, you don't get to take back what you said or edit it out later.
We don't take anything back. There's pretty much an editing rule that says that if you say it, it goes on. And we are often drinking during the show. It's a pretty lighthearted, anything-goes kind of show, and I have definitely spilled some embarrassing information about myself.
But where is the picture of you wearing a onesie?
It is.
Is it on Puke and the Gang's Facebook?
It is.
Okay, I don't see it. That's the problem.
Oh,
there it is. Okay. Yep. Yeah, there you are. You just click photos, and then you're the second picture there. What is that?
Well, it's a Sonic the Hedgehog onesie.
Ah, okay. I see that.
And
now
the reason why I am wearing the onesie is because we talked about adult babies, which is some weird sexual thing where adults like to act like babies.
It's not always sexual, though, right?
Not always.
Yeah.
But it can be, and it is largely, I think. And there's some diaper wearers and stuff. It's really weird. But
so
we were talking about that. Someone wrote in and said that they wanted to see me in a onesie.
And define what a onesie is.
A onesie is,
because I've heard it defined differently than this.
A onesie is a pajamas that include the feet, right? So it's the feet, and it's one piece, and it zips up.
Does it have a butt flap on the back?
This one doesn't have a butt flap.
Okay. But that's what. Okay, because I had heard onesie was something else. I heard onesies were, like, just little kids' clothes that you would adults
wear.
Well,
a onesie is a little kid's, like, one-piece thing with the footies on it, mm-hmm. So this is an adult onesie.
Yeah, I remember having something like that as a kid.
Sure. I think we all did.
So but you do not look happy in this photo.
Andrew gave me the onesie for Christmas and made me put it on for a picture.
You do love Sonic the Hedgehog, though.
I do. I actually have a homemade costume that's better than
yours
that.
Yours is much better, yeah.
Yes, but it's not a onesie.
So you can go to Puke and the Gang's Facebook page to see Julia in her onesie there. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I am not getting elected for anything ever.
So we were talking about teenagers and cannabis use, and apparently the numbers, they are changing on how teenagers feel about the relative safety or not of cannabis. And you were sharing with us that fewer teens now believe that cannabis is dangerous than ever before.
Right, ever before, since they've started doing the studies in 1979. The government-sponsored study says teens' dwindling concerns about the dangers of marijuana, despite the risks, can signal future increases in use. We are increasingly concerned that regular or daily marijuana use is robbing many young people of their potential to achieve and excel in school or in other aspects of life.
Who's saying this?
Nora D. Volko, director of National Institute on Drug Abuse, which I'm sure is some sort of government-funded or sponsored anti-drug campaign.
NIDA.
She cited recently published research showing that people who use marijuana heavily before age 18 had impaired mental abilities even after they quit using the drug. Now, I would like to see that research because I have seen a lot of research that says otherwise.
That heavy marijuana use before age 18 doesn't cause problems?
I mean, I'm not willing to say that marijuana is harmless. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's true. I think that the effects, the long-term effects, are pretty mild. And
I would also be interested in seeing how much heavy marijuana use is. What is considered heavy marijuana use? I mean, if you're talking about somebody who is, I would consider heavy marijuana use multiple times per day.
Yeah, I would
agree. Every single day, multiple times per day.
They would consider it to be, if you did it a couple times a week, I would bet.
To be heavy?
I would think so. I would think that an organization like this would say that that would be like super duper over the top heavy. Who does that? And that couple times a week would be something that would be considered heavy use to most people.
I wonder about that. That's a really good,
that's just my speculation.
That's the most important question when really, you know, trying to say something about this, because I could see that, you know, what she said was that in heavy users, they had seen some level of, what was the exact phrase that, you know, they weren't?
Impaired mental abilities.
Impaired mental abilities.
Well, I know that you know people like this. I know people that are, we call them burnouts, and you're not really sure what's wrong with them. It's not like they're stupid, but they're just kind of slow, and it's like all they do is smoke pot all day. They're the kind of stoners that movies make fun of. Now, is it the marijuana that caused that? I can't tell that, but it's sort of what I've always attributed to that.
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, somebody that is, I've known people who have been daily marijuana users who are very productive individuals.
Yeah, it seems to vary.
And I wonder where they found the test subjects for this particular study. How did they come across those people? And someone who would be considered a heavy marijuana user, maybe a person using marijuana heavily is attempting to compensate for some kind of, you know, mental deficiency. Maybe they were abused and they're addicted to something, and marijuana is the drug of choice, and maybe they're just mentally damaged in some way just to begin with, which is why they're using the drug so much. I mean, who knows what their individual stories are, but there are millions of marijuana users in this country, and most of them are responsible, productive individuals.
Well, I would say that there was once a time in my life where I was probably a heavy marijuana user, and obviously there's no way to tell how awesome I could have been had I never picked up a joint, but I feel like I'm slightly smarter than average. You know, I'm certainly not a genius, but I never was.
Barack Obama was a heavy marijuana user when he was in high school, according to some books that have been written that have talked to his high school buddies. He was basically in a group of young men in late high school and in college where they were smoking up as often as possible, and he was the guy's a total hypocrite. I mean, he used marijuana probably more than the average person that has used marijuana as a high schooler.
Well,
and now he's the president of the United States.
Fortunately for you, he has made mistakes, so you don't have to.
Meaning that he's going to enforce the law on everybody else. I wonder what would happen if his daughters got caught with some marijuana.
It would probably not be made public if he could.
Yeah, I'm kidding. I don't have to wonder. I know exactly what would happen because I've seen what happened to Jeb Bush's daughter in Florida when she got caught with crack cocaine. they sent her to a treatment center and demanded that people not talk to them about this issue because it was a personal family matter. And then when she tried to escape the center that she was committed to and was, you know, basically caught smuggling crack or something like that into the center, she got a slap on the hand.
Yeah, that's so, pretty common.
Yeah.
So we don't really have much more time on this article. This lady continues, marijuana use that begins in adolescence increases the risk that they will become addicted to the drug. Now, psychological drug addiction is an interesting topic because marijuana is not physically addicting in any way. And I'm not so sure. Like, to me, that's just a matter of habit and willpower, right? So mm-hmm. I can understand. I used to smoke pot daily for 10 years. I smoked pot daily because I liked it. But at some point in time, I stopped liking it, and I just stopped. And I didn't.
Had you been addicted, you wouldn't have been
right.
able to.
Well, if I was going to get addicted, I would have been addicted. Like heroin, that's a physical addiction. If you try to stop using heroin, you get sick.
Mm-hmm.
You need the drug to function, so it's not so easy to come off.
Some people say they have trouble sleeping after quitting marijuana.
I suppose it's possible.
I never noticed it myself. I mean, I had, when I was, I think, like 18 or 19, you know, relatively new to smoking marijuana, I had still, you know, I'd still heard all the drug stories, the war, drug war stories, the scare stories. Like, this woman is basically echoing scare tactics here in this article.
Yeah.
And I had always wondered, you know, well, is it true? Can I quit this?
Yeah.
And so I actually challenged myself to see if I could, and I could, and I did.
Well, and I quit, and it was fine.
Right.
It was no problems. So I won't say that this is not addictive for some people, but it's psychologically addictive, not physically addictive, and they are two different things, and one of them I think is easier to overcome.
Well, the funny thing about this story is that she sounds like she's grasping at straws here, trying desperately to scare parents and or teenagers back into not smoking pot or being afraid of cannabis, but they're pushing against reality, and reality is that it is one of the safest drugs out
right.
there. That
if it's you're, better than K2.
Right. If your teenager is going to be using some sort of drug, better to have them using cannabis, which has been used
or
for thousands.
Or doing inhalants.
Right. They've been using it for thousands of years. Human beings have been using it forever, whereas K2 and some of these other products are brand new to the market. Who knows what's in them or what kind of an effect they could have on your teenager's developing brain. How about
yeah.
that? We're out of time for tonight, but we will return tomorrow night for the live Christmas Day edition. We'll take your calls about anything at that time. In the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com. See you.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.